Morning, after six with the Grease Man. Let's get this show on the road. All ready for fun? 4321101 is the number to call. Try to be kind to me. Don't set me off. But then it doesn't really matter if you set me off at this job. You know, even if you start the day with some derisive comment that catches me the wrong way, if I'm upset at this job, BFD, right? But I had a job where I couldn't go in upset. At one time, there was a job where my mood was deadly important. I mean, it meant life and death when I was a surgeon. I was the best. Every day I'd throw my arms skyward and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" You see, when you do surgery, hand-eye coordination, concentration is paramount. One false move of the scalpel could mean the difference between whether a man's going to go on to his career as a ballet dancer or spend the rest of his life painting Christmas cards with a brush between his teeth. Consequently, you try to avoid all distractions. That's why I was really upset one day when I was prepping for surgery. I was draped in my gown. I was holding my hands up for the lackey to apply the surgical gloves. Everything was in place. I had the chamber music turned to my favorite station on the radio so I could listen to some Prokofiev. When suddenly, in burst Estelle. She said, "You know something, Nino? You had to get the word in last night, didn't you? Right before we went to bed last night, you had to get the last word in. Well, let me tell you something. I'm sick of this whole relationship, and I'm going to leave you. I'm going to leave you to wallow in your own egotism." I said, "Estelle, not now. I have surgery in 5 minutes." She said, "Oh, you have surgery. Everything in life is more important than our relationship. Some unknown man lying there on the table is more important than our relationship, than our children, than our future, than our life, than our love." I said, "Hey, that unknown man is trusting me with his life." Just then, the nurse said, "Dr. Grismanelli, 2.5 minutes till surgery." She said, "You get out of here." I said, "Don't you talk to my nurses that way." She said, "I'll talk to them and you the way I want to. I'm tired of it. I feel like I've wasted my life. I met you right out of high school and I gave you everything, including my femininity. And what have you done? You've spit in my face. You've ruined me. You've created a living hell. Sure, we have the money and the trappings of a good job. But what have we really got? Nothing. Zilch. Zero." I said, "Get out. Get out, you wench." She said, "Oh, no, I'm away." I said, "That's right, you're a wench." And I grabbed the beaker that was perking on a Bunsen burner and I hurled it into the wall. I said, "The next one goes into your face. Do you hear me, you sleaze bag? You moron! You slut! Now get out! Get out! Get out!" And I went for her, and she ran out the door. And the nurse came in and said, "Dr. Grismanelli, surgery!" I said, "Surgery! Surgery! Surgery! There's always surgery!" And I walked into that room. I was hot. I mean, everybody stood back in because they could see me growling as I approached the patient. I just reached into the open chest wound. I just reached in there. I didn't cut out his appendix. I ripped it out! I just ripped out his appendix. It was inflamed and swollen there. And as massive hemorrhage began, I said, "Clamp it off! Clamp it off!" My other doctors that were assisting me were shocked as I stood roving the room, an angry man, an insane man! I said, "You want to do some brain surgery while we're at it?" And I proceeded to rip that man limb from limb. Estelle had set me off to a fever pitch, and that poor slob, lying there on the table, anesthetized, fell victim to my outrage as I pounded and scraped and tortured his medulla with my fists, hurling brain matter into the wall. Finally, I got a grip on myself, and I sat down in the corner of the OR, and with trembling hands, I lit a candle as I assessed the damage that I had done to that poor man. That poor man! God! And that was the last operation I ever did at Blaum in general. I was dismissed after that. Dismissed! And I'll never forget Mr. Blasnalis, the director of the hospital, came to me and said, "You know, we might have forgiven you for your show of pique there in the OR. We might even have forgiven you for the way you took that man and tore him limb from limb. But we'll never be able to forgive you for walking out to the next of kin after your outrage and telling his wife to pick up some blue cheese, some Thousand Island, and some French dressings. Because in a couple of days, we'd be returning her husband a vegetable."
K-R-A-Z-I. He is Carizzi. He's the Grease Man on DC 101.